Noah and the Whale, Just Me Before We Met. Online now, a young lady who was performing wonders last week, whether it was dealing with Anita Harris, whether it was with Esther Ranson, whether it was with Sir George Martin, Graham Harper, of course, Shane Rimmer, a whole heap of fabulous scenarios. And indeed, about, do you know, Mandy, she had five or six various community radio, hospital radio folk interviewing at the same time. She had time for everybody. She even managed to do the link with Jodie Orton and Jack Harrison via a mobile phone that I provided her from the first floor of EMI headquarters in London, and then go up to a whole stack of other bits and pieces. Whom do you think we're referring to, Mandy?
The one and only.
Hmm?
The Michelle.
The one and only Michelle Monroe. Absolutely. Isn't that right, Michelle?
Alex, how are you?
Oh, it was fantastic. Last week was an absolute dream and superb bliss. And I have to say, right from the start, there were two fine folk who introduced themselves to me at this event at EMI headquarters last week. And they said, It's Alex Lefcher. I said, yes, yeah. We your listeners every Wednesday. We're from Lincoln and we your listeners. I said, well, I think we have more than two, but it's, you know, they specifically said that. And I did say that, but in the midst of all kind of other bits of pieces, I said I would give them, in the wonderful words of radio, a shout out. In fact, I've actually said come into the studio and actually do a little piece with us if you're in Lincoln. Yes, you talk to you directly and all sorts of things. But I've temporarily mislaid their names.
Aww.
So if
but
these.
It was rather busy.
But their photographs will be going up on Facebook, so I will put them up on the Facebook broadcasting, facebook.com, Southside Broadcasting site, and I'll email them to yourself.
Yeah.
And if you recognise yourself, please say who you were. Get in touch with us at Siren here, and we'll sort of arrange something about it. But it's wonderful. It was really great just meeting guys like that. I mean, even Esther Ranson remembered me, even though it was a few years
ago. Well, it was amazing. In fact, I had to send a grovelling voicemail to Graham Harper, apologising, because I saw him at the beginning, went over and said, I will be back.
And, well, listen,
and I
it's,
never
it's,
did.
Well, it's, he understood. It's, so did Bernadette Harper. So, in fact, you know, the Midway Drive team who
were
there.
But I felt so rude, honestly.
No.
And it was such a shame because it was. I know it was a brilliant night.
Your brother shook my hand.
Oh, wow.
When he was singing as well. This is Matt Monroe Jr.
Wow.
Yeah, that was something I wasn't expecting.
What about Gerard Kenny? Wasn't he amazing?
Gerard Kenny was in tip-top form. Gerard
and
Kenny.
He worked on that for a month, that medley of Matt Monroe hits. I mean, it was a wonderful accolade, really was. It was just a wonderful night, and I wish I could have played it back in slow motion.
Well,
I didn't even see Mike Winters. I didn't see Shane Rimmer. And people that were there, I didn't even catch a glimpse of.
Well,
I don't know where I was.
As you may have actually heard, Michelle, on a little audio snapshot of a postcard we put together, a special midweek drive thing as a podcast. Yeah, well, we also had Shane Rimmer's wife, Sheila Rimmer, of course, was actually recognised by Mike Winters because when she was one of the three martinis, they'd worked together. Oh, it was like, it was very showbizy, really. It was a showbiz sort of one of the reasons I wasn't actually
delighted. Well, Dennis Lote, as I said, it was like being transported back in time. He said it was wonderful to be with the Hiller brothers again and Kenny Lynch and that people from the old school.
Lindsay DePaul was there, Mandy.
Oh, she looked amazing. Anita Harris. I mean, what was wonderful about her, they'd only been invited at the last minute because I didn't know how to contact them. And her, Anita Harris, her husband Mark Margolis and Pete Murray actually sat down the night before and scribed this wonderful poem which they read out. A wonderful thing to do.
Mm. In many ways, Claire Parker is the Anita Harris of the legal profession in so many ways, but a lot younger. There we are. But she is looking very good, actually, I thought, Anita Harris.
She looked like she did when I last saw her.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Exactly.
I said to her, I want to know what you're taking, because I want some. But, I mean, look at Sir George Martin. I mean, how fabulous did he look?
Oh, well, he was on form.
He's 85.
Exactly. We were, would you know, George Martin and myself, we were both born on the 3rd of January.
Yes, a few years apart, may
That's
I
very
add.
True, exactly.
You know, otherwise you do look exceedingly good, Harry.
Well,
but I mean, how wonderful. I mean, I know they hate those sort of bashes. And, you know, he lives in Swindon and he drove himself. And it's got to be a 3-hour odd round trip. And it just shows, I mean, as someone said, there was so much love in the room for Dad.
Yep.
That's what people came for, and it was amazing.
And so we can say that the 4-CD special collection of Matt Monroe, the Singer's Singer, is now available to be purchased and sorted out as early Christmas presents, etc. The paperback edition.
And the e-book.
And the e-book, etc.
Which I'm thrilled about.
of the singer, also available, etc. All I can say, Michelle, is, hey, what a day. But anyway, that's another line. A cue there, perhaps.
Well, I mean, the paperback obviously came out as well, which was a wonderful thing. And the bookazine, which we were very lucky because there was a delay on it coming into the shops, but we did get 100 copies down, so that's wonderful. Now, if anybody is a fan, I'll explain. A bookazine is a 64-page glossy magazine, lots of photos, a 20-CD album, and there's also the original 7-inch of Portrait of My Love, which is copied absolutely down to even the catalogue number. So for a real sort of staunch fan of vinyl, it's a nice keepsake.
I would hope
I'm very pleased with it.
Our Lincoln listener, who was actually sort of there, they were husband and wife, I'm fairly certain from that point of view, but it was wonderful. And I just, one of those things, Mandy, I'm normally very good at remembering names. I should have obviously written them down.
But I was a bit manic. Now, listen, after last week's fabulous book and CD launch, I thought I'd play another track from the newly released album, The Singer's Singer.
Mm.
Now, this track dates from the final session for Dad's second Capitol album, Here's to My Lady, on the 8th of June 1966 at Capitol Studios in Hollywood. Now, Dad had only been in the States a month, but had already recorded one album and a pair of singles. The June session for Here's to My Lady was just as prolific, and this final session supplied four tracks for the album, but two of them remained unreleased until the advent of the CD, The Singer's Singer. Now, the track was For Me, was originally recorded by Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, and is composed by Norman Gimbel, Vinnie de Moraes, and Edu Lobo, but it was released by my dad using its alternative title. Hey!
No, never at no time was every star so clear.
Very good. Very good indeed. Matt Munro with Hey. Has that helped to cure your cold, Claire Parker?
Sadly, no. I think that's just going to take its own time, but there we go.
Well, it matters, of course. Mandy, Matt Munro, obviously, we've spoken to Michelle before, and it's great to see that there's such a resonance. And it's just going, you know, I was talking to somebody who's going to be joining us on the show, hopefully in the not too distant future. That's one of the managing editors of Titan Books, who have been totally blown away by the success of The Singer's Singer. Just continues forever onwards.
And I got that fantastic award.
You did.
I couldn't believe
it. You were. You're now another award, Michelle. You know, you got your American award, you got a British award as well.
Yeah, that's rather nice.
Michelle, I wanted to tell you that I was talking to my sister last night, who, and I was telling her that you were going to be on the show this afternoon. And she just wanted me to just tell you that she'd met your dad. She'd gone to see him at a club, a nightclub in Birmingham in the 60s called the Dolce Vita.
Oh, yes.
You do this turn and he shook members of the audience's hands. She was so thrilled that Matt had shook her hand. So she was in seventh heaven last night. So I definitely will...
Well, they used to do a song at the opening of the act called How Do You Do?, which was written by Mike and Bernie Winters, actually, and he used to go round shaking everybody's hand sort of before he started his main set, and it did. He liked performing live because he could connect with the audience, you know, and he felt it was a much warmer sort of event, if you like, rather than concerts or the studio, which were a little bit, you know, clinical. You couldn't connect. So that's lovely, isn't it?
It was lovely.
She saw him.
Yeah, it was lovely. She was really thrilled last night. So she was desperate for me to tell you.
What's her name?
My sister's name's Pauline. Pauline.
Hi, Pauline. I hope you're listening, and thanks for telling me the story.
Great.
Do go and buy the new album.
Well, that's right.
It'll bring back lovely memories.
Always good. And I have to say, Claire, you know, if you want to have some calm, chilled out moments in Wilkin Chapman Grange, get some Matt Munro. That's my advice.
Thank you. I'll bear that in mind.
Yes, so suggest it to the partners and all we'll work through. Any other questions you want to put to Michelle, Claire?
Yeah, the event that you had last week, just how long did that take to organise then, Michelle?
I mean, obviously 6 months.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, a lot of work by the sound of it.
Yes, it is. And a lot of celebrities obviously get booked up ages in advance. So, you know, one has to sort of cross one's fingers that they can fit you in. And I mean, they're inundated with these sort of invites. So it was fantastic. We really did end up with boatloads of faces and names. It was wonderful, you know, and especially lovely for the fans, because we did invite 50 fans.
Right.
That was all.
That's
it
nice.
Was, we had to restrict it.
Yeah,
but
you can't have it all run by five fans.
Sorry?
Yeah, we couldn't have had all the fans in there. I mean, otherwise,
oh, no.
You know, please.
But, I mean, we had 50 of the sort of staunchest website fans, and they were fantastic. You know, they posed for photographs and gave autographs and indeed gave interviews to all the visiting radio people there. I mean, they were very, very good at their time, you know.
So how do you feel now that it's done, Michelle? Because that must have taken over a lot of your phone life.
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, I wish I could, you know, sort of see it through again. And the thing was that the one show was on the same night. So when we got home, it was about midnight. We then started to see what had been on the telly that night. And it was really good. It was a fantastic sort of Matt Monroe day all round. And people flew in from America and Belgium and Ireland and Ireland and Scotland.
So Bruce Forsyth sent a letter
Bruce
all the way from...
No, he rang me.
There
this was what was so funny. Because in the daytime, we'd had a Matt Monroe fan club meet, which was 4 hours. And walking across then to EMI, the phone rang. And it was Bruce, and he was ringing me from Spain. And he says, have you got a pen? Now, I'm in the middle of the road.
I thought you looked a little harassed when you entered EMI, actually, Michelle.
He says, no, you've got to take this down. And bless his heart, he insisted on giving me the most wonderful message to be read out. And because he was in Spain, it was the only time that he could grab a few days before Strictly Come Dancing starts in full force. And lovely thing to do.
Oh,
though.
That's lovely, yes.
He even
yeah.
signed it Brucey Baby.
Well, Danny was one of his best friends, so, you know, he really felt that he wanted to be there, so it was very nice. Last year, he rang me from Puerto Rico on the night before the event, so, yes, geographically, he's getting round.
getting closer.
A lovely thing to do, you know.
So, heaps of good stuff there, and a reminder, hopefully, for our Lincoln Matt Monroe listeners who listen to the Midweek Drive, please just email your details, info@southsideradio.com, and we'll give you a
phone. I must have your photos, Alex.
Yeah, you're right, actually. It's just been up to you, sorting through a whole range of other bits and pieces, Michelle.
I know, but we have to put it on. We're making a giant film, you know, picture slideshow. Mm. So we await yours with bated breath.
I shall. Well, I mean, of course, Richard Moore actually is there as well, of course.
Well, of course.
Nice,
what event would be any good without Richard? I mean, let's face it, he's responsible for most of it. Mm. If it hadn't, you know, to be honest, everything that Richard's done has made every project richer for his input. And it wouldn't have been right to have an event without him there.
The audio engineer par excellence, basically.
Oh, fantastic.
Take sort of stuff which you think, you can't possibly play that kind of cassette thing. It's got so many... It's hissy, it's crackly.
Well, it's broken as
there
well.
You are, exactly.
I sent him a broken one, and he managed to fix it. We lost nothing of it. It's fantastic. But the thing is that, you know, you've got to have someone like that on your team to be able to bring this music out to the quality it is.
Yep.
And if you listen to the original releases to, for instance, on the singles collection, where the whole thing has been taken from the original sources, it what a difference it is in quality because of modern technology, you know. It's
absolutely
brilliant.
Going next to Nashville, all being well, we'll be speaking to Cameron Tilbury. But Michelle Monroe, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the show today?
Absolutely, Alex.
Joy Knight, who normally asks you these questions, is currently enrolling students, but she will be back with us next week. Will you, Michelle?
I will be here, Alex.
Hurrah!
In all my glory. Hello?
Yeah, we had that pause there. We
you
thought, what's happened?
Pause.
We did. We had a bit of dog's feet that sort of just crept in there. Don't worry, the ting tings were just delaying their eggs, their
I
entry
will
and exit.
Byron 107.3 FM next Wednesday. Just to get me along, it's a difficulty, and I'm biting on my tongue, and I keep